This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we are looking back at talk radio activity according to Talkers Magazine for the week of March 5th through 9th, 2018. I'm Michael Harrison, and Doug is away. He's on business, so today I take over the Doug seat, and I am joined by two worthy colleagues, first of all, from the DJV show that Doug hosts every day with a very, very wide array of stellar personalities, including Victoria Keelan. Victoria, welcome to the Countdown Show.
Hi,
with
Michael.
Me.
Hi, and it's nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you again, and we're joined from Massachusetts by Kevin Casey, who is going to play my role that I normally play. He's the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine, and in all truth, he is the one who heads up the staff that does the heavy-duty lifting and the research for the chart. So why don't we do it as follows? Kevin, are you there? Can you hear us?
I am here, Michael. Pleasure to be here.
That's great. Why don't we start out by having Kevin do what I normally do, and that is read the most talked about stories of the week on stations just like the one folks are listening to now, and the other survey, the 10 most talked about people of the week, and then settle back, and Victoria and I are going to chat a little bit about it, and then when Victoria leaves a little later, Kevin's going to stay on with us, and that's basically how we'll take care of this uncharted charts. So, Kevin, take it away. What are the 10 biggest stories of the week this week on talk radio?
All right, Michael. Starting at number 10, we have a tie with NBA action and last weekend's NFL Combine. Number 9 this week, we have the Oscars, and that's tied with the Ryan Seacrest allegations of sexual harassment. At number 8 this week, a tie, two movies, the very successful Black Panther film and the one being released this weekend, A Wrinkle in Time. At number 7, we have the poisoned Russian double agent. At number 6, gun control. Number 5 this week, two related stories, the feds versus California and U.S. immigration policy. The feds versus California being a suit by the U.S. government against California for its sanctuary policies. Number 4, the Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting, or potential, we should say. Number 3, Trump-Russia investigation. The second most talked about story on News Talk Radio this week, the Stormy Daniels case. And at number 1 this week, the Trump tariffs and the related trade war issues. Number 1 story this week on News Talk Radio.
All right, very interesting. How about the people of the week? What are the who are the most talked about people of the week?
People this week at number 10, Ryan Seacrest. At number 9, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin tied. Number 8, Sergei Skripal. At number 7, John Kelly. Number 6 this week, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Stormy Daniels. Number 3, Sam Nunberg. At number 2 this week, Gary Cohn. And number 1, of course, Donald Trump.
A fascinating week again. Of course, that is always the case. I mean, we don't have uninteresting weeks. We don't have slow news days anymore. Victoria, as you were listening to those topics, any one particularly of great interest to you personally?
Personally, I think I've been following more of the type of pop culture stuff. So the Ryan Seacrest story is it's interesting to me. I think it's really complex. I honestly don't know how I really feel about it. I think people are still trying to figure out if he did something wrong, and if he did, does it matter now because it happened so long ago? It's just, and of course with American Idol, it's just back now on TV. There's a lot going on with that story, and I think that that's not going to go away anytime soon. I also think it's really interesting that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is on the list, mostly because she tried to defend Donald Trump against the Stormy Daniels issues, also on the list, and apparently Sarah made the list because she didn't do a good enough job defending Donald Trump. That's from everything I've read, that he's not really happy with her.
Well, I don't think he's happy with anybody. I mean, I get the feeling looking at Sarah Huckabee Sanders' face when she's working that she carries the weight of the world on her shoulders. Kevin, would you agree?
Say that because I was thinking that as Victoria was talking about it, she always looks like she's horribly pained whenever she's up at the podium.
Well, she probably is. I mean, from what I understand is that, Trump manages his businesses and now his big business, the White House and the nation, with fear and intimidation. And the role of press secretary has to be one of the most challenging roles in the world working for this guy. I think every one of his people, his colleagues, his staff, his representatives, I think that they are talking to him when they're on television. I think that
yes.
they have an audience of one, and they worry. You would agree?
100%. I haven't actually heard anyone say that, but that's been something that I've always sort of felt. Even when it was Sean Spicer, there was always a streak of fear in his eyes, even when he was being really aggressive with the press. I 100% believe that that's how everyone must feel every day. It's like the ultimate big brother watching over you with everything you do.
And when you think about that, whether you like Trump or not, you've got to give Sarah Sanders credit for having a lot of backbone in terms of just the fortitude to face that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brutal job.
It's a thankless job, too. Yep.
Yeah. Everybody is mad at you. And I could picture what happened was, and Kevin, you've been following this.
Mm-hmm.
They were asking about this arbitration and... the whole story with Stormy Daniels and who won and who lost or whatever. And it was just a turn of a phrase that she made. One turn of a phrase, a couple of words that she said that were not part of whatever the game plan of the hour is out of the Oval Office, under the pressure of the press really banging at her and banging at her. And from what I understand, Trump... was furious at her. I mean, could you imagine? He probably is a yeller and a screamer.
I've heard he's got a wicked temper. Yep.
Yeah. So, it's so funny how the people who work for Trump have to deal with things that are being revolutionized out of the workplace almost everywhere else. They work under the harshest rules of engagement in terms of working than anybody I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And
press secretary is...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Michael, the press secretary is such a difficult job anyway, even under the, working under a quote-unquote normal administration. And with Trump's, wanting to do things as he does as sort of an authoritarian figure and being as quote-unquote mercurial as some say he is, that makes this job even more challenging for someone like Sarah Sanders.
I think Trump just
wants blanket denials for everything. And Sarah, like you said, Michael, got caught up in such a nuanced phrase that could literally indicate whether this went to arbitration and was already settled or it never went that far. So it's such a fine line. And to be constantly battered over and over and over with the same type of question rephrased in a different way, like she was on trial, I think she did a formidable job. And I think it's a shame that the story has even gotten out that he's furious with her.
Yeah, it is. 9:14. That's 14 after the hour. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue with Victoria and Kevin, Michael here for Doug on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Make updates indoors and save this spring at Lowe's. Make refreshing updates to your bath with up to 15% off select Peerless bath faucets, available in a variety of styles and finishes. And update your flooring with fashionable wood look tiles starting at 99 cents a square foot. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 14. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master, right? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're looking back at the week of March 5th through the 9th, 2018. I'm Michael Harrison doing the anchor job. Doug is away for the week, and Victoria Keelan from the DJV show is with us, and Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. And Kevin was bringing up something during the break, and I said, hey, let's talk about this on the air. Kevin had a bit of a legal angle on this whole Stormy Daniels case and the connection, obviously, to the Trump administration. Kevin, what were you saying?
Well, sure, Michael. I was saying that, you know, it seems to me the issue here, obviously, for folks, just to be clear, is the contention over the legal issue is whether or not the deal to remain silent is something she has to abide by or not. And the issue, she says, is that Donald Trump did not actually sign the agreement, but from our understanding, she did accept $130,000. And my opinion is that a court would look at that and say, by accepting that money, you've agreed to the deal, because people just don't give away $130,000 for nothing.
Victoria, your reaction to that, but also a broader strokes look at this. Do you think that Trump is impervious to the Me Too movement and to all of the scandals and gossip that surround his history simply because he's Trump and his supporters don't care? They just want to have a better world for themselves, et cetera, et cetera. What do you
think? Sadly, I think you're exactly right. I think he has already proven to be impervious. Women, you know, white women voted for him, and by large numbers. And white women all saw that Access Hollywood tape. They saw the words come right out of his mouth, and it didn't bother them. So I don't think that a porn star coming along, oh, yeah, I slept with him once at a golf club, you know, a million years ago, I don't think that that's going to really bother any of his core people at all, which is sad. I don't think it's going to matter.
My feeling is, and I'd like both of you to react to this, is that Trump is going to be judged, and he is going to be judged, let's say between now and 2020, by results, not by gossip. And I tend to feel at this point that CNN and all the press that are beating him up constantly about his personal behavior, about the who's going to be voted off the island known as the White House, and the reality show, and all that, I think that they're undoing their cause. I think that at this point, from this point forward, I'd advise one, Trump to stop worrying about it and just focus on what he has to do, and the press focus on the things that really will result in results as we go into the second year of the Trump administration. I just don't see this gossip stuff and all of these things that would sink a normal presidency as having any impact whatsoever on reality. So, you know, I think we need to have a different tone going into this second year. Victoria, your reaction to that?
I think you're right, and I've been saying this for a long time. I'm a Democrat, and I have been telling everybody who gets excited, my friends, oh, yeah, this will take him down. And I said, everybody, calm down. None of this is going to take him down. We have to go and vote. And that's if you don't like his policies, you don't like his plan for America, get out and vote. And that's the only thing that will actually change the course.
Kevin, 30 seconds before the break. What do you think?
I agree. Everyone knows who Donald Trump is. No one cares about whether he cheated on Melania or not. Not enough to make a difference in his administration's effectiveness.
All right, well, coming up on 21 After the Hour, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Victoria Keelan, Kevin Casey, and I'm Michael Harrison. And Doug Steffen is on the road. I mean, he's really on the road, because he's always on the road anyway, but he's on some kind of a road that doesn't have wires or whatever, or he's extremely busy. So I'm doing the anchoring, and Victoria and Kevin are doing the color, and it's a very good show. Stick around. We got more coming your way on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of March 5th through the 9th. I'm Michael Harrison for Doug Steffen. Steffen is on the road, and we have Victoria Keelan with us, and Kevin Casey is from Talkers Magazine. And the Stormy Daniels case is number two this week, and one of the biggest stories of the week, obviously. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking about, you know, what impact will this have? And because there's three of us, you know, three people on the radio, none of us are in the same room. There's been a lot of chatter during the commercial break. And I'm trying to like reel it all in. It seems that the opinion has been raised that because Stormy Daniels is of a porn background, that it raises the lowness of Trump's situation to new heights or new lows. And I think it was Victoria. Did you mention you think that even this is more than Melania could handle?
I think so. I don't think that she knew about Stormy Daniels going into until this broke in, what was it, January. I don't think she knew about that. They've had separate bedrooms. They have separate bedrooms. Many people have been into their Trump Tower apartment. It's not a secret. Everybody knows. Trump has even himself said, oh, Melania likes her alone time. Okay. I'd want alone time away from him, too, if I was married to him. But none of that is a secret. But I think the Stormy Daniels thing really did surprise her. And we saw her immediately cancel that trip that she was supposed to go on. I forget where they were going to go. But it was like the day after the story broke, she just backed out of that trip. And so I think that we were talking earlier about, will all of this stuff really bring down his presidency? No. Does it make people who already think lowly of him, does it make us go even lower? Yes. I think it's a whole new low when you're bagging a porn star, but, you know, I feel sorry for his wife at this point. I really do. But what's she going to do? She's not going to pack her bags and leave the White House.
Are you referring to the recent trip to Florida that was right after the shooting tragedy in South Florida? Because what she did is she didn't go down with him when this story was breaking, but she did come down separately. Because ironically, yeah. I was at a dinner with Trump and Melania. I didn't have dinner with them directly. I sat at the table next to them, and I was observing her as well as John Kelly and Donald Trump Jr. and Tiffany Trump. They were all there. I just found myself in this situation. I didn't know they were going to show up. It was at the Trump International Hotel at the golf club. And my impression was that Melania seemed very happy watching her in real time in a real social situation sitting next to him. And I have the feeling that she doesn't give a damn, that she's enjoying. She didn't enjoy being first lady at first, but now I think she's found her own space and is enjoying being first lady, separate from whatever her specific relationship with Donald Trump might be. Do you think that's possible, Victoria, that she just accepts this as her life?
A lot of women do. A lot of women who, you know, a lot of women look the other way. A lot of women who are in marriages possibly where they look the other way. So, of course, there are plenty of women like that. That makes me sad as a woman because I would never be that way. But, sure, if she's happy, she doesn't really do much, let's be honest. I've interviewed her. I had her on my show before I was on the DJB show. And while he was running, and we sat together for about an hour, and she's a very sweet person. She's loves being a mother more than anything else. That is her number one priority. And she lives a pretty lavish lifestyle. So, sure, and now she gets to have the title of First Lady, and her, you know, and her gowns are going to be in the Smithsonian. So, sure, why not? If you're going to marry that guy and you understand this is what the marriage is going to be, it's quite possible that she is very content. You're right, Michael. There's
Victoria Keelan, thank you so much.
Why her not being happy, you know?
Victoria, thanks for joining us this first half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown show. I know you got to go, so it was really great having you. Kevin's going to stick around, and we're going to take it to the top of the hour. And we're going to look at the top stories of the day on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882, or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show all across America on great talk radio stations just like the one you're listening to now. And the survey is based on Talkers Magazine's observation, or its earservation of what people are talking about. This is for the week of March 5th through 9th. I'm Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug as anchor, Doug Steffen. And filling in for me as color caller is Kevin Casey, who's the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine. And connected to the operation that puts this survey together. Before we get into more of the topics, Kevin, I must mention that this is the weekend that the clock goes ahead, so we lose an hour this weekend. Is that correct? Daylight saving time?
That is correct. Technically, it happens at Sunday morning at 2 a.m., just so you know.
I see. And I want to make a statement.
Stay up and then switch your clock and go to bed.
Right, I want to make a statement here, a fact that I have observed, that I learned, that there is a major, major mistake that's made by most people when it comes to the confusion surrounding the putting the clock ahead and the clock back. And that is, the name of the whole thing is usually expressed incorrectly. Everybody says daylight savings time, like it's a bank. You know, it's daylight savings time. It's actually daylight saving time. Kara, did you know that? Kara Schillen, who is running all the controls here. Kara?
I've been following the trend, and I've been savings time this whole time. I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
You have been saying it wrong. And here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is precision. This is not fake time information. That you've heard of fake news. There's fake weather, and there's fake time. And we're going to be accurate about that. Did you know, Kevin, that it's daylight saving time, not savings time? Are you aware?
I did. I've known this for many years, going back to my college days of using the Associated Press style book for my journalism classes. That's one of the things they correct you on.
Yeah, it's funny. And I found this out that Google, it's very interesting how Google is one of the great research devices. Most people that Google it say savings. So I think that this is one of those things where, and I hate it as a publisher and an editor, I hate when the right thing seems wrong. You know, where by doing it correctly, because everybody does it, it becomes socially acceptable to do something incorrectly, mm-hmm. that the incorrect way suddenly seems more normal. And many times the correct thing sounds awkward. Okay, let's get back to all of this. Trump and Kim Jong-un. If this meeting comes to pass and Kim Jong-un becomes cooperative in demilitarizing and nuclearizing his country, can you imagine what a victory for Trump that would be? Kevin, are you skeptical?
I'm extremely skeptical. Yeah, and yes, you're right. It would be an astonishing thing. It would be on par with Nixon, you know, going to China in the early 70s. But I'm very skeptical. It leads me to ask this question. Did Kim Jong-un just go, you know what, let's go meet with the Americans. Let's be good and let's give up our weapons. I can't see circumstances under which that would happen or why it would happen. Some people are speculating, well, this shows that the sanctions are really beginning to work. I'm just skeptical. I think that I think Kim Jong-un is sort of the Donald Trump of Southeast Asia, and I think that it's going to be a meeting of two reality show hosts.
Well, look, first of all, you might be correct, and I hope that you're wrong, but you very, very likely are correct. However, I think, and again, I'm sticking my neck out on this, I think that they're sincere. I think that Kim Jong-un has painted himself into a corner for many, many years, and I think he's not a madman. I think he's clever and maniacal. Not mad, but kind of diabolical, as is Trump. And maybe these two guys recognize that because they share a certain level of strategic, diabolical nature, that they can be good for each other and work it out. Whereby Kim Jong-un could continue to be in power, which I think is his big fear. He doesn't want to go the way of other dictators who have been destroyed after they gave up their arms. And we don't know what's been going on through the back channels. This goes back to what we were talking about before with Victoria, and that is that the press is so focused on the surface of what's happening in the news, particularly the gossip, the reality show aspect, and the personality, that they don't realize that much of the consequence is taking place beneath the surface. And we don't know what type of communication has gone on between Trump and Kim Jong-un to this point. I believe it or not, and I'll have to face the music if I'm wrong, I am optimistic that something good could come from this. And I think that, again, it goes back to what I said before, the only way that Trump could be taken down or left alone is to be judged on results, not on whether Hope Hicks has left the White House and he's a lonely man now without his best friend. Because I don't think that stuff bothers him. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think that ultimately he will be judged on what the administration accomplishes. I think much of the personal stuff that surrounds Trump is going to be forgotten or just looked at as part of his personality. Look at the way the Europeans look at stuff like sex scandals. They laugh. They're like, that's between him and his wife or whatever. Who cares? You know, they don't seem to care about that. Too many Americans do. Part of that is because Donald Trump was elected in part because of a strong contingent of fundamental Christians who voted for him. Now, they should have issues with this, but ultimately they'll say, yeah, but at least he's a Republican, and they'll be able to rationalize it that way.
Now, if come the next year, two or three, because there's a lot more to come than we've already had, we're only one-fourth of the way into this administration and possibly one-eighth, if, in fact, things go south and the economy tanks and he gets into some type of a destructive war with a maniacal dictator and the trade war turns into a depression and all kinds of things happen whereby the core of Trump are now hitting the pocketbook. They lose jobs. Their taxes go up. Things don't work out. I think that dedicated core to Trump will turn on him on a dime. I think that the And that's why he's so concerned about his core. I think the core don't care. The core doesn't care about anything other than what the results will be for their own lives. And
I agree.
And then, boom, that would be it. That's why, you know, again, my advice to everybody who's obsessed with the gossip is let the results play out. And, hey, I'm more than happy to be a Trump supporter if everybody's life is made better by it, and more than happy to get rid of him if his policies don't work. I think that we've been down a crazy course of gossip and entertainment for the last year, and what can I say? It's 42 after the hour, quick break, and we're going to continue. I'm Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug, and Kevin Casey is filling in for me, and we're talking about the top 10 stories and people of the week, according to Talkers Magazine on Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Michael Harrison. With me is Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, and our good friend Doug Steffen is taking this particular installment off. He's on the road. We're looking at the week of March 5th through 9th. Kevin is the executive editor of Talkers Magazine, very involved in the organization of this information. And there's so many fascinating things going on in the world, Kevin, that we don't always have time on this program to talk about all of them. But in the People's Survey, I saw at number three, we have a gentleman who had his 15 minutes of fame this past week, Sam Nunberg. Did you follow that case at all?
I did. Well, yes, I did. And he obviously had his big time earlier this week, and he's probably one guy who's really thankful for Stormy Daniels.
Yes. Isn't it amazing how one unimportant story can replace another one, or even more dramatically, an important story can replace an unimportant one. The champion of that of all time that I can remember was 9/11. When that happened, it wiped the Gary Condit story off the face of the earth. Gary Condit and the scandal with him, with the intern, and the murder, and all of that. If you recall, it's a long time ago now. My God, it's 18 years ago. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Next day, unimportant. And there's a lesson to be learned from that, and that is that nothing is inherently important when it comes to the press. Some stories are very important, some just really are to fill the space and on a slow news day. Now, we don't have too many of those, but I have to say, and I've been harping on this whole show today, that a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about for the last year really is, as Victoria mentioned before, it's sort of gossip. It's sort of lifestyle, reality show stuff, and really doesn't connect to anything terribly important. And this fellow, Sam Nunberg, who was on some type of medication, he admitted to that, antidepressants, and he was even accused of drinking. He had this unbelievable national meltdown, a borderline nervous breakdown induced by his reaction to having worked with Donald Trump. And he's going to stand up to Bob Mueller's investigation and subpoena and indict and blah, 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 blah. And then he backed off and was gone. What was it, like a day and a half that this guy was...
Well, it was one solid day where he was going on every talk show he could get on and stating defiantly that he would ignore any subpoena that came from Robert Mueller, which, of course, is a very bad idea. And he has since backtracked and said he would cooperate. So he had a history within the Trump orbit of being... I don't want to use the word incompetent, but he was a little bit... maybe flighty is a better word.
Well, there are different levels of gravitas, and I never got the feeling watching him that day. As a matter of fact, it was a cringy day. I found everything cringeworthy. He doesn't seem to be the type that has a tremendous amount of gravitas, and he just, I guess to use the cliche, meltdown is apt. It was uncomfortable, to say the least. Now, you got at number two, Gary Cohn, the president's financial advisor, economic advisor, splitting because he doesn't like the tariffs and the trade war, which are the number one talked about topics. The trade war has not happened yet, but it's a likely result of the tariffs that Trump is applying. Aluminum and steel to begin with, which means that beer might cost more. Now, that's important.
Hitting them in the pocket.
Exactly. If it costs 20 cents, 30 cents a can more for beer, I think this could be the unraveling of Trump's base. What do you think?
it just could be.
but this goes back to the heart of what I've been talking about. The trade war, the tariffs, whether or not this is going to be the beginning of the end of our economy and all that all the economists are saying, or will history prove that Trump stood up to everybody? He stood up to everybody. And actually was better for the U.S. Time will tell. Kevin Casey, thank you for joining us. I'm going to let you get back to the arduous task of running Talkers Magazine. And Steve Wiseman's going to join us in the next segment. Kevin, thanks for being along for the ride today. It was great talking to you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. All right, quick break, and then we're going to come back with noted attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're looking back at the week of March 5th through 9th. The top 10 stories, top 10 people, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. If you're wondering where Doug is or Wave, no, he's on the road. And Michael Harrison here, usually in the color caller chair. Today I'm in the anchor chair. Kara Schillen is running the controls and keeping it all together. We had Kevin Casey and Victoria Keelan with us. And now a regular feature, the grand finale of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Noted attorney, the legal editor of Talkers Magazine, Bentley University professor, the leading expert on scams in the world, and one of the leading experts on sports law in the world, Stephen Wiseman. Steve Wiseman, welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. How are you doing?
Very well. Good to be with you.
I have to take at least 10 minutes to cite your credentials every week. That hat of yours has got a lot of feathers in it. What do you think about the Stormy Daniels case? What do you think about the Stormy Daniels case? It's the number two topic of the week, and we spent a lot of time talking about it sociologically. What about legally?
Oh, legally, this thing, I've been preparing to go over this with my classes. Legally, this is an amazing story. There's a lot in here as far as legal issues, and none of it bodes well for the president. So, we don't have to go over what the were, but this past week, Stormy Daniels filed a lawsuit, not seeking money damages, but the ability to tell her story. The response of the president's legal team was that there was an agreement, and the agreement provided for binding arbitration, and that arbitration had occurred, and she's prevented from doing so. Well, frankly, there are a couple things. By saying that, what they're admitting is that the president was involved in a matter that required this agreement and the arbitration agreement, so that hurts. Of course, you can also go to, I've seen the arbitration agreement, I've read the complaint in court, and it is not signed by the president. So I think there is a very good chance that there is no agreement with the president, and there as no agreement, she will be able to go to court and be able to tell her story. Beyond that, you've got an admission, pretty much a tacit admission, that something happened there, and regardless of what happened there, $130,000 was paid to her on behalf of the president. That actually winds up being a violation of Federal Election Commission bylaws. So he's got a lot of problems out of this one. This one may have legs. And breasts, probably, as well.
The thing, I don't want to hear about that. The thing that is interesting that you just said is election violation laws, election laws, violation of election laws, could that prove to be legally dangerous to the president? Could there be consequences to that? Because I don't think the gossip aspect of this is going to hurt him at all. So she'll tell her story.
It would have hurt him. Yeah, if it did, it would have hurt him previously. It would have probably ended the candidacy of about anyone else, but for some reason, talk about the Teflon Don in New York and John Gotti, and this president, you know, any of these allegations, you know, previous videotape, I can grab women, blah, 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 don't seem to hurt among his core. But frankly, you do have some real election violations here with the transfer of the money. And that, to me, is a significant legal issue. Does that qualify to the position of high crimes and misdemeanor sufficient to warrant an impeachment hearing? I kind of doubt it. But it's one more thing that weakens the presidency, that takes the president's attention to other matters other than governing. So I think legally this is a very, very complicated thing. I think it will be in court. It will be in court, and it will be embarrassing as it keeps playing out in court as more keeps coming out. But to me, the most significant thing is probably what has least been discussed, which is the fact of violating election laws.
Steve Weisman, excellent observation and analysis. I want everybody to know that if you're worried about those dastardly people on the Internet that will take your money and your identity, check out scamaside.com, one of Steve's services to the public, scamaside.com. Thank you, Steve. Very good talking to you again, and we'll talk again soon. All right, that about does it for this installment of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you can check out these charts at talkers.com. Doug will be this week. I'll be in the color calling chair. Thank you, Kara. And on behalf of everybody, thank you. I'm Michael Harrison. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.